Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to GTC Q1 Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by the question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask questions, just press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Wednesday, 15th of May, 2019. I would like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Malgorzata Kaplica. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you to our quarterly results conference call. As usually, the conference or the presentation will be conducted by Thomas Kurzmann, the CEO, and Erez Boniel, the CFO. I will give the floor to Thomas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our Q1 2019 presentation. We had a quite active quarter for the start of this year. It was driven by a lot of leasing activity, but also preparation and construction of existing properties to be ready soon here. The markets are very receptive, and the demand-supply curve is very landlord favor. Therefore, we could do a lot of good deals already in the first quarter, which is not a usual condition in real estate, because usually the first quarter is quite low on leasing activity, which has proven to be completely different in this year. This is also confirming the very strong demand on office on all our six country markets. So we could increase the FFO 1 to 18 million. This is an increase by 16% quarter on quarter last year to this year. The in-place rent went up to 131 million euros. This is an increase of 15% to last year. And the gross margin for rental activity also went up by 10%, stands now at 30 million. We have a very high occupancy. It's not, you can call it almost a all-time high occupancy of 95%. And here we still see a little improvement on our retail assets in Poland, which will hopefully come in the next couple of quarters. We have done 45,600 square meters of newly leased or renewed leasing agreements, and this is 34% more than in the first quarter of 2018. The operating profit is a 12% increase before tax and fair value, and before fair value adjustment to 18 million. The profit after tax of the group is 20 million euros for the first quarter 2019. EPRA NAV increased by 2% and stands now at 1.19 billion euros. This makes for EPRA NAV per share 2.47 euro. Translated into 10 zloty 62 groszy per share. So solid financial metrics, still LTV at 45% is conservative, and the weighted average interest rate is also at a historic low of 2.6% due to fantastic performance of our financial teams in negotiating with the banks, but also because of having very proper assets which are easy to finance, and banks can accept low margins on it. On the office side, we talked already about strong leasing activity. We had 32,700 square meters of lettings and renewals in the first quarter. Only on the office portfolio, this is 17% more than last year. And we also could increase the occupancy by 2% to 95%. Mostly this was done in the Polish market and a little bit also in Serbia. All the other markets were quite high in occupancy anyway. We're looking forward on completions of 45,200 square meters of high quality Class A office space and another 33,600 square meters of high quality space should be completed in 2020, so next year. We have a lot of activity in increasing sustainability and efficiency of our buildings, and therefore we have a big effort in changing also existing buildings equipment into better numbers and efficiency to be able to achieve green building certificates from BREEAM. And we could achieve in the last quarter BREEAM Excellent for Corona Office Complex and the same for UBB in Łódź. We score now 77% of our existing portfolio. 77% are certified already, and we are working on another 12% of the portfolio to be certified in the next two quarters. The rest of the buildings will also be improved to be able to continue this exercise for almost 100% of the portfolio. On the retail side, we show also very strong leasing activity, 12,900 square meters activity. This is mostly driven by our new shopping mall in Belgrade. We had at the end of the quarter 93% leased, and we score as of today 97% pre-lease. The opening of the mall will happen next week on Friday. Operational outperformance of Galeria Jurajska is continuing. We had an increase of footfall in the first quarter 2019. It's a small number. Visually now it's 2.7%, but this happened despite of having almost all Sundays closed this year, and versus last year we had only the beginning of the Sunday trading, so basically much less open days this year despite much higher footfall. But not only the footfall is important for us, but also the turnover increased substantially despite having less opening days, less open Sundays. Galeria Bornocna is also coming out of the initial run-up period, which is normal for a shopping mall, and we scored in the first quarter 2019 about 31% higher turnover than in the same period last year. Mall of Sofia is an increase in rent income visible. Turnover and footfall was anyway on a very high level, but we can now participate on this increase which happened last year also in the rent income, which will increase also the value of the property. Avenue Mall Zagreb is very stable. There's no big up and downs, and will continue on a high level of performance. So we have basically an occupancy all over the retail portfolio of 95%. And this year, basically next week, we expect a completion of another 34,400 square meters with a super high occupancy from the very beginning, and this will be Ada Mall in Belgrade. The allocation of our assets in functional split and regional split is on page 7. We see here that we still have 51% of the standing portfolio in Poland, and followed by Belgrade with 11%, Bucharest 10%, Budapest with 17% of the portfolio, Zagreb and Sofia with 5 and 6% are the smallest market, but also very successful in leasing up our offices, new developed offices. Project under construction went up to a gross asset value of 224 million. This is the normal course of completing the assets. And we will see big changes here in the next quarter, because Ada Mall in Belgrade will be completed, and some of the office buildings will be also completed at the first half of this year. So they will move from asset under construction into income generating assets. Land bank for development and non-core assets on a low level, 1% each. And non-core assets are mostly land banks for residential and other uses, which is not our core business, and they are up for sale. And we will see also during this year several land transactions at book value or higher. On the office portfolio overview, again, the gross asset value, 1.14 billion euros, annualized in-place rent of 88 million. It scores for 39 buildings with a total gross leasable area of 523,000 square meters. On the bottom left, again, the graph of green certifications. Here we do a lot of effort because it's, in the meantime, almost a must to have office buildings with green building certificates for tenants, because this is one of the boxes to tick to be in the short list of consideration. The retail portfolio overview on the next page, gross asset value of 720 million euros, giving an annualized in-place rent of 43 million, four buildings at the moment. The fifth building will be ready next week. Also on the shopping malls, we encourage our teams to go ahead and get green building certificate, because we also want to make sure that our operating costs are under control and the buildings are environmental friendly. The investment under the IPOEC table on page 11 has small changes only. Bigger changes will follow in the next quarter, because a lot of buildings will move from under construction into standing asset. So basically the pipeline here will be a little bit reduced, but also projects in planning stage will be moving up to under construction, like Pillar, for example, in Budapest. We have on the next couple of pages more details on our developments. I can only summarize that the office market in terms of demand is very strong in each of our countries, and we really can capitalize on having high quality product, a very good offer in the markets, and leasing is at the moment a real pleasure. I hand over to Eris to explore more on the financial data and balance sheet.
Thank you. So in Q1 2019, we had several events that impacted the financial statements. We, first of all, borrowed 14.6 million through the refinance of Artico building. The loan was signed at the end of last year. This was the time when we repaid the old loan, and this time this 14.6 million came as a free cash in Q1. Similarly, Block 41 in Belgrade was refinanced after completion of the third building. So altogether, as a one project, we increased the loan from 26 million to 40 million. We received 14 million free cash, and at the same time reduced the interest margin from 4.15 to 2.9%. We classified to assets held for sale two buildings, White House and Neptune. There is another small amount related to non-core land that is due for sale. And the IFRS 16, the new guidelines that requires recognition of right of use of perpetual usufruct of land. This was recognized on our financial statement and had also impact on the P&L. I will refer to that as we go through the P&L. Generally, the level of asset is almost 47 million versus liability of 47 million. Projects under development that contributed to the revaluation gain primarily related to ABC, the second building. This is in Sofia. We started the construction and there is advanced pre-leases. So 2.3 million related to that project. ADA almost 1 million contributed, and Greenheart as well as Matrix about half a million each. We also, to remind you, we benefited from a rating A2IL, which we got during Q1, and this, first of all, certifies the quality of our debt, but more importantly, will assist us in raising bonds in the, hopefully in the near future. Our operating performance, as Thomas mentioned, continue to be strong. with the increase of occupancy and the decrease in cost of finance, we improved the profit. The profit after tax was 20 million euro. At the same time, I mentioned the refinancing activity. So through this activity, we are able to reduce the interest rate. Our average weighted average now stands on 2.6%, while the LTV remain unchanged at around 45%. At the end of the quarter, our cash balance also increased by 14 million. Coming back to the P&L and the impact of IFRS 16, here, the recognition of the liability as well as the interest related to this liability, which is the embedded interest as a result of net present value of the future liabilities. This was recognized as a cost in the amount of 500,000, and this reduced the operating cost. So there was a shifting in the P&L from operation, meaning higher operation result, and higher financial costs. In terms of revaluation, apart from the project under development, there was a contribution of Neptune Building as a result of the offers that we got. So another 4.2 million was recognized as revaluation profit, supported by the offers. And this is, I would say, a conservative estimation at this stage. It does not mean that we recognize the full selling price at this stage. We will do that once the transaction is fully closed and confirmed. Those of you who looked at the liabilities side saw that we have quite high current assets, relatively high compared to past quarters. This is as a result of loans that project loan, meaning completed assets, loans that are maturing within the next 12 months. All of these loans are under work for prolongation. We have partially we signed term sheet, partially it's advanced discussion to close the term sheet. But altogether, I can say that we have around 15 loans under negotiations. Not all of them related to assets. Some of them are our initiative to refinance or to finance the projects such as The Pillar. The volume is around 600 million, and as a result of that, we expect also to get free cash. Just from refinance, it's about 84 million. We expect also to get free cash from the sale of assets, around 90 million. And if we will raise the bonds between now and the end of the year, we talk about inflows that will exceed 200 million. Obviously, at the same time, we have liabilities to serve. We have investment plans to do. So, the situation is closely monitored, and I would say within the next one to two quarters, we will be able to see some kind of a shift in the current liabilities into the long-term liabilities. Basically, the maturity, average maturity will increase. When looking at the cash flow, I think there's nothing special to that the cash flow numbers unveil. It reflects the activity that we described so far. Several projects under construction, around 30 million was invested. Inflows, outflows, as per the refinance schedule, as well as strong revenue increase alongside with the completion of the assets. Financial expenses are kept relatively low, intact, versus the increasing volume of loans. In terms of the strategy, financial strategy, borrowing, we observed the interest rate curve for the next 3 to 5 years on a constant basis. At the moment, our portfolio is vast majority of it is hedged, about 89-90%. The currency is euro, remain euro, so no change in that aspect. And I think that's it. That concludes this part of the presentation. Robust results, and we continue to work towards the result of Q2. Thank you. I will hand over to the operator, please.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask questions, just press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you want to cancel your request, just press the hash key. Once again, please press star 1 for question. Once again, if you would like to ask questions, just press star 1. Excuse me, sir, there are no questions at this time. Please continue.
Thank you very much, everybody, for the participation, and we will talk to you again in August. Thank you. Goodbye.
This concludes our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now all disconnect.